Moncrief on News Talk.
It is time for parenting once again. Joanna Fortune is with us also once again. Afternoon, Joanna.
Afternoon, Sean.
First question is this. I have a 6-year-old boy. He's obsessed with all things Minecraft. He doesn't play Minecraft at home or have a device to play on, but he has played it a handful of times when visiting an older cousin. He keeps asking when he will be allowed to play it, when his friends at school are allowed, etc. He wants a definite answer about when he will be old enough. Like, can he play when he is 8, for instance? I honestly don't know when an appropriate time is to allow a gaming device into the house. He also has a younger brother, a year and a half younger, who generally wants to do the same thing as his older brother. In the meantime, he eats, sleeps and dreams Minecraft, draws elaborate pictures and writes plans of what he will do when he gets old enough to play Minecraft. I feel like it could be a somewhat good for thinking skills in general and imagination by the sounds of what he comes up with, but I don't want an addiction to games on a device in the house. We already struggle with boundaries around TV. He can't engage with anyone when the TV is on. He is so immersed. I think gaming could be a can of worms best not opened. What do you think in general? How could I best handle this?
I mean, I feel like you know, he's showing you all these signs that, you know, digital devices consume him. He's not handling it particularly well. And he's only 6 years old. Like, that's really young. So, like, when you say here, you know, he's obsessed with all things Minecraft, at the moment, he's obsessed with the idea of Minecraft.
Yeah.
Not Minecraft itself, just to be very clear. And, you know, he has played it a handful of times when visiting an older cousin. It's worth pointing out to him that his cousin has it because he's older.
Mm.
Now, this then brings you into the he wants a definite answer on what age can he have it. And this brings up, though, for me, Sean, like, he's allowed to want that definite answer, but it doesn't entitle him to get it.
Yes, no, absolutely.
Just to be clear about that. And okay, you're talking he eats, sleeps and dreams Minecraft. But actually, when you describe what he's doing, drawing the elaborate pictures and writing plans, it's sounding to me as though he's found a really creative way of playing.
Absolutely.
With Minecraft without having Minecraft. And I think that's great. I don't think that's a sign we must now get him the digital device and the game itself. It sounds like he's doing beautiful Minecraft play. There's also Minecraft Lego and other ways that you could maybe feed into this without going down the digital route. I mean, look, if you're the question, what do I think in general? I think this parent knows the answer. He can't engage when the TV's on. He has a younger brother who's going to want this. You need to kick this down the road. That's really clear.
Yeah.
And in general, I think 6 is very young. And I think you absolutely can delay the point of access and should delay the point of access to digital play for quite some time yet. So then delay it.
Mm.
And when he's saying, you know, what age can I have it at?
Am I eight yet?
I'd be kicking it down in a vaguer way. I'd be saying, we'll review it when you're 10 or 11.
Yeah.
Okay? Because when you're 6, that's ages away.
Mm.
And that's really, because it's all abstract numbers otherwise. But if you're saying we'll review it, you're also not saying you can have it when you're 10 or 11.
Mm.
And you're reminding him, I'm not even going to think about this in the near future.
Mm.
And that is your line and you hold steady to it. I think the fact, though, that he's showing signs that he finds screen time so utterly absorbing and that he can get quite fixated on just the idea of the game, I think he's showing you signs he would struggle with this. So believe him.
Yeah, yeah.
I really would kick this down the road.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is too young. Yeah, no,
I think
no doubt
6
about
is
it.
Too young.
But in the range of things, like Minecraft is probably on the benign end of these kinds of games. They are quite creative and, you know, shooting anybody.
Absolutely.
Or any of that kind of stuff.
I totally get that. And I just think that you're not going to buy a gaming device and get away with him playing one game forever. So you are opening a door
to
something way beyond Minecraft.
Yeah. I don't really understand this problem, but I'll read it out anyway. My 2.5-year-old insists on using the toilet, even though she's still in nappies. It seems too soon to be at this. It might be because she sees her slightly older sister using the toilet and wants to copy her. But the trouble is this. She takes off her nappy, climbs onto the toilet seat, and then we get so worried that she will fall in as she is so little. How do we manage this situation without denting her confidence or progress?
I'm a bit with you on this one.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to state that she's not too young.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just, no, but I think sometimes we have in our heads, oh, you potty trained them at 3. Or if you have a slightly older child who maybe wasn't ready to be potty trained at 2.5 and therefore did it at 3 or 3 and a bit, whatever it was, that then becomes your benchmark for that's when we do it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think we can confuse our children not being ready with us not being ready and prepared.
Mm. Yeah.
And that might be the case here. 2 to 3 years old is typically when children potty train.
Yeah.
Whether they do it at two or do it by three, most of them have done it by three.
Yeah.
You know? So she is slap bang at the right age to do it. The what we judge it on much more than age, though, is displays of readiness for it. So are your children showing you behavioural evidence, curiosity around the toilet? Yes, she is. Knowing that you climb up, sit on and take your pants off or whatever? Yes, she is showing you that. Eagerness to do it? Yes, she is. I think she's ready, so perhaps start getting prepared now. And when you have the time to give it, and it's okay to say, this is a bad month for us, grant, do it next month.
Mm.
You don't do it, she's ready, we've got to do it now.
Yeah.
But just hear her readiness and put a plan in place. Maybe get one of those stepladder seats that she can, you know, because you can get the little seat thing that sits on the toilet.
Yeah,
but she'd
yeah.
still need to be able to get up there.
Yeah.
So if you get the stepladder one, it gives her that bit of independence that she can climb up and safely sit on the toilet without any risk of her falling in. Buy the kind of little child knickers underwear that have characters on it, unicorns or cats or dragons or dinos, whatever it is that will appeal to her. And that's also part of the excitement of all of this. And maybe get a book. Now, I'm not even going to, like, there's endless books
yes.
on potty training and for children. Find one that she will relate to. In my house, I know we used the Daniel the Tiger one because he was flavour of the month at the time. And it worked. Go with that kind of a route. But there's loads and loads of books. Start getting yourself prepared and ready. And I'm saying start getting yourselves because I think she's already ready.
She's already there, yeah. Maybe their worry is that she's wandering off and going by herself. And that's what they're worried about.
I totally get that.
Because she's 2.5. Could you kind of... I suppose she wouldn't necessarily always tell you or announce it.
No, especially if the message she's getting is the toilet's not for you. And she's like, but I'm really drawn to it, actually. So, you know, make it something that is for her.
Yeah. Mostly that's great news, really.
Yeah, I think it's really great news, you know, that she's showing you those signs. I think it's great.
Yeah. Now, this, I imagine, will be a very common one. Our 5-year-old is very excited about Halloween. He wants to dress up as a wizard. And I've been instructed to make a wand for him. However, some of the Halloween-themed kids' shows he watches on the streamers feature ghosts, and he keeps asking about them. He's a very sensitive and curious boy, and we are worried about his fixation on ghosts. Some days he will mention them and say, but that's okay because they're not real. Yet he is clearly seeking affirmation of this. On other days he appears frightened and asks us what to do if he sees one. How should we deal with this situation?
I think, you know, when kids say, I'm not scared at all. And they're actually, I am, but I really need not to be. I think you're right. And I would keep going as you are and saying, you're right. Ghosts aren't real. Super calm. He's, you know, when he's saying to himself, it's okay because they're not real. You just say, absolutely. It's okay because they're not real. They're just a story for Halloween time. Mm. Okay. And that's why they're everywhere. So give him that affirmation. If he says to you, what will I do if I see one? Just give it a big wave and say hello.
Mm.
Like, just super calm about that. And I think start talking about how Halloween really, it's a time of year and it symbolizes change and nature's cycle of life. You know, the season changes, the leaves fall off the trees and we're getting ready for winter. Talk about it beyond dress up and beyond witches, wizards and ghosts.
And sweets.
And the sweets, of course. But keep Halloween playful. I think, you know, I'm a big Halloween fan. Actually, it's a bigger deal in my house nearly than Christmas is. So I'm very excited to be decorating in that. But I love the playfulness of Halloween, the fun of it, the costumes, the imagining, the dress up. And I think you can have a lot of fun with games that are not oriented about scary stuff, but are about just the fun of it, like pumpkin carving, fun decorations. And playing the kinds of games where, you know, you make the mountain a flower and you put a grape or whatever on top and slice off the edges with a knife and whoever it tumbles. Well, in my house, they used to shove your face into it. But you can do a nicer way of that. You can do it in a nicer way. Or maybe do icing sugar instead of flour. It'll be more pleasant. Mm. But playing with it that way. Also, there are tons of books that really bring in a different side to Halloween and normalize kind of the witches have little characters in that. The ones I know myself are Pick a Pumpkin by Patricia Tort. Witch in Training by Michelle Robinson, Layla the Perfect Witch. I was at a reading, I brought my little one to a reading in a bookshop near me of that book, and it's a lovely one. Palm and the Pumpkins is a one, and there's a lovely one, Haunted House, which is not new but has been brought out again with kind of jazzed up a bit, and it's a pop-up book. It's a really lovely way of the fun side of a haunted house. So it's taking that kind of haunted idea but in a fun way. And like, straight off, I know all of those are available from talesfortadpoles.ie, but you can get those, in other words, in your local bookshop. You don't have to necessarily go elsewhere to get them. Yeah. They're easily sourced. This is a good time of year to get a few books and be playful with it. But don't dismiss his fears. I think that's the big thing. If he's saying, you know, what'll I do if I see a ghost? Don't say, but you won't see a ghost. Just say, wave and say hello.
Yeah. Somebody says, we are the same. My daughter is really excited to dress up for Halloween, but she's terrified of the event. Last year, the fireworks and scary stuff made her really upset. Don't know what to do because this stuff is everywhere.
It is. And I do agree with that. It's sometimes it's the noise of Halloween rather than the idea of it. Mm. Like the fireworks, the bangers, and they start early.
They've started already.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so you just, I would do a lot of empathizing with that and just say, yeah, they are loud. You know, I'll maybe, you know, we can stay together and have a big cuddle while you lie down in your bed and then I'll go. You know, but just give a little bit of over and above support because the noisiness and all of that is scary. Those banging noises are.
Yeah. Do you have a view as to when one should put the decorations up? I noticed actually today houses with them up already and it's the 2nd of October.
I literally left a request at home to take them out of the attic today. Yes. Just before I came out.
Yeah.
Mine will be up really soon.
There'll be one set of lights up. There is one set of lights up already, but now on the inside, and I, you know, turned them off and said, we're not putting them on yet. But
I
wonder, like, that's a whole month then.
It is a long time. And I always think at this time of year, when you've got this big hype at Halloween, you've barely got the pumpkins into the compost and it's Christmas time.
Yes.
So in truth, you know, a couple of weeks is ample time. It depends on your house. Like if you've got kids who are going to get really highly, you know, triggered and activated by this, do it later. Also, don't carve the pumpkins too soon because they'll be rotten by Halloween. All those kinds of, you know, be practical about it. Playful but practical.
Our 10-year-old daughter is desperate to wear makeup. She watches videos on YouTube and some of her friends wear makeup too. It is becoming increasingly difficult to prevent it. We are worried that she is losing her childhood if she wears makeup. My husband gets cross with her if he catches her with any makeup on. We have put a blanket ban on it, but now she's reacting badly to this. What should we do?
Don't get cross with her. That's the first thing. I think getting cross with her for having an interest in something and wanting to play at being older, a preteen girl of this age, which she pretty much is at this, you know, that kind of 10, 11, 12 age, to be interested in makeup is not unusual. That doesn't mean you give it to her. Mm. Okay, but don't get cross with her over it. There's nothing wrong. You know, makeup, face painting, all of that, that can be a form of play as well. So don't panic about the loss of childhood here. But I do see these parents' concern about what I'm going to say is pseudo maturity, you know, not real maturity, but more acting like you're mature way before you actually are. Mm. And again, not unusual in this age group to get a bit of sass and a bit of attitude that they're 26 now when they're still only 10.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and her reacting badly to you saying no. Do you know what? That just sounds like a really normal reaction for a child to a parent's boundary. Mm. So hold steady on the boundary. Her reacting badly doesn't mean you've got it wrong.
Yeah.
It just means she's not happy about it. Mm. And she's able to show you she's not happy about it. So I'm going to say that's a win-win. But when you say, you know, it's getting increasingly difficult to prevent it, I don't really understand that. So I genuinely don't. I'm wondering, has she access to makeup that you're not providing? Or is it just difficult to keep saying no?
Yeah, or if she's going to friend's house house have access to it, that could be the thing.
And it could be that. And look, you've just got to tell her no, that she's too young. Her skin is too young, even if you want to make it about not just her, but her skin is too young for makeup. But I would be meeting her in her, get interested in what's interesting her. So could you make homemade face masks, you know, with like avocado or whatever.
Mm.
Oh, she says off the top of her head. I'm sure there's a website with lots of recipes for those. But, you know, make some kind of homemade face mask, paint her nails and play mini spa game at home with her so that you are being playful with her interest while holding the boundary on you're too young for makeup. I don't want your skin getting damaged from wearing makeup too young. We're just taking care of you so that you're teaching her about it and that when you're older, you can wear makeup.
Yeah. The thing you kind of identified there, and I don't know if this is a modern phenomenon, but you have kids who perhaps have learned it from watching TV or they've learned it online
YouTube.
To act much older than they are, but
Absolutely.
The emotional part of that hasn't really caught up yet.
No, but
and so it's and parents are looking at the kids going, what age are you now?
Immediately when it's like she's looking on YouTube, there's a whole thing of child skin influencers who are going to these shops, young kids her age and just barely older, these kind of Sephora hauls and look at all the products I've bought and using really expensive and things like retinol on really young skin that they absolutely don't need. But it is a bit of a trend and a phenomena out there. So get, you know, be aware of who and what she's watching, because it's not just her own group of friends. They're probably all watching the same thing, but that's the influence she's following. And I think it's just harder, Sean, you know, with the dominance of social media and kids getting phones so young, that it's harder to be, as a parent, to be your child's influencer. You're competing all the time.
Absolutely. But I mean, not just the makeup, but just the way they deport themselves.
Absolutely.
You know, that sass you referred to, that you know.
There's a lot of influences, though, in terms of kids' TV shows would have characters who are, you know, older teenagers playing younger characters. So, you know, you get those traits of an older teenager and then a kid is watching it going, oh, I'm going to mimic, I'm going to mirror. That's what kids do. They mirror.
Yeah.
I'm going to mirror that and be like this person that I like and look up to as well. So, I mean, just be really aware of what they're watching. But at 10 as well, they are coming into that preteen stage. So they are beginning to feel, well, I'm over all the child stuff. They're only 10.
Yeah,
they're still very much children.
It's just that you hear kids do it so, and like little 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds, they do it so well that they're almost triggering their parents back to when they were kids and they were the unpopular kid in school. And now their daughter is like the cool kid going, Mom, you know.
You don't get it. You have no clue.
Yeah.
And maybe we don't.
Another texter says, my daughter is 7. She loves makeup. My partner and her mother keep buying her some. Mm. I think she's too young. I'm afraid she'd become too self-conscious. What should I do?
Talk to each other about it, you know, because don't let her see that you're on totally different pages about anything, because that's just going to become a bigger issue as she's getting a bit older. And kids getting makeup, I mean, there are children's makeup sets. They exist because kids do get them.
Yeah.
And it's not the same as wearing kind of a full face of makeup to go out. Sometimes they're just smearing eyeshadow all over their faces and they look more like they're wearing some kind of a mask by the end of it.
Yeah.
And it's playfulness, making sure that there's nurture in how you remove that as well. You know, that, oh, we've got to take it all off and we get the bowl of water and we get the cotton wool or whatever it is. And you can make that a nice nurturing, caring activity between you and her. But I think try to keep that stuff away from little kids' skin as long as you can.
Yeah. Joanna, thanks a million as ever. Joanna Fortune there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.